It's time to join our next guest in this broadcast. He's Professor Alberto Meloni, an Italian historian and author interested in all things Vatican. Susie Hodges asked him for a comment on the opening of the Vatican's archives this week, an event which now allows historians access to documents relating to the pontificate of the founder of our radio station, Pope Pius XI, whose pontificate was sadly marked by the events leading up to the Second World War. Susie asked Professor Meloni then to shed light on this mass of historical documents, some 30,000 files making up millions of pages. Stay tuned.
For the historians, it's not a surprising act, and it's a way that confirms that the Vatican Archives is everything but a secret place with mysteries or things like that. From the specific point of view, the opening of the pontificate of Pius XI is, on the contrary, a great change in the field of historical studies, because it will let us know the attitude of the Catholic Church toward fascism and the beginning of Nazism, that is everything but well known.
And do you think it's likely, in fact, to shed new light on the Church's views on the growth of these ideologies?
Yes, I think that the people who think that from these documents we may find the Church guilty or innocent in front of totalism will be disappointed. We will discover how complex the Roman Catholic Church is, and how complicated are the relation with this great phenomenon that are the totalitarian systems in the middle of the 20th century. So we will see mostly the reason of the attitude that is already well known in the public arena of the Roman Catholic Church in the 20s and in the 30s, and we will have a better perception of the option that has been at disposal of the Roman Catholic Church, the intellectual, political and spiritual option available.
Now, as you mentioned, there have been accusations from some quarters that Pius XI did not do enough to speak out against the growth of Nazism. So you don't think that the release of these documents is going to in any way, shall we say, either put pay definitively to this controversy or just leave various questions still unanswered?
The question about if the Pope has done enough or not is usually the wrong question. Of course, the attitude of the Holy Father is a part of the attitude of the Roman Catholic Church. But in general, and mostly from the point of view of the 20s and the 30s, the problem is the attitude of the Church, of the Catholic in general, and how the Pope has been the expression of this attitude, or has been a pastor tried to correct and change this attitude. And from this point of view, the next opening, the opening of the archives pertaining to Pius XII, will be important to make a comparison between the two pontificates who had, as it's usual, as it's normal, a different attitude in front of Nazism, a different experience of Germany and the Nazism ideology. So I don't think that the problem is to discover if the Pope is innocent or guilty. This is something that is interesting only in a polemic perspective. The problem, historically speaking, is to understand how much the Church reacted through its bishop. Clerics is faithful to this. Everybody now knows a letter from Edith Stein to Pius XI asking him to break his silence toward the attitude of Germany and Nazism. And it was just a little note, and probably we'll find much more on this point. But I repeat, there is much more. The pontificate of Pius XI is the moment of the starting of the ecumenical movement as an official and public movement at the attitude of the Church. It was also a very important moment from a doctrinal point of view, mostly the encyclical Castico Nubi in 1931, about marriage and contraception is something that has marked in the long term the Catholic attitude on this type of issue. And all of this may be better known through a direct knowledge of the documents.
Talking about these documents, I mean, what exactly is going to be released in these archives? I mean, I know there's going to be encyclicals and decrees and diplomatic correspondence. Can you give us a few more details?
Yes, the archives kept in the secret archive comes from the different congregation of the Roman Curia and from the apartment of the Holy Father. So the documents are arranged in series related to the different branch of the Roman offices and departments. So there is the document of the Secretary of State that is in this moment already a very crucial institution in the Roman Catholic Church. There is the work of the other congregation except the Holy Office, and the private documentation of Pius XI.
There have been some reports in the press that the material in these archives could include an encyclical called Humani Generis Unitas, which was never made public as Pius XI died before releasing it. Do you think this is going to be included?
Yes, definitely. We already know the text of this encyclical, that is a proposal of an encyclical that Pius XI accepted and asked to some American theologians in 1938, a doctrinal stop against the racial discrimination and the racial politics of fascism and Italy and Nazism in German-occupied territories. And not only the text that has been already published some years ago from two French scholars, but we will also find the reaction, the opinion, and those who advised to take a moment for reflection, to wait a bit, or those who were convinced that the time was proper to issue this type of encyclical. As I said before, from the archives, we have not, thanks God, to expect materials very important for journalism, but we will definitely find materials that are very important for history. And in the long term, the Church is much more feeded by a good knowledge of its past, much more than by the fight between advocates and accusators of the Church.
And how much interest do you anticipate by scholars then in these archives? Do you think there'll be queues of historians waiting to look at them?
Yes, I think so. Usually, there is much more people that is working on a subject where the documents are few, because this is less tiring. I hope that in this case, a great cooperation of historians may be possible. This is a very personal view, of course. I think that sooner or later, we have to behave like the American libraries for the president. So to create around a pontificate, a group of scholars who will commit themselves to the analysis and the publication of the documents concerning a pontificate, so to avoid the fact that things remain in this legend about good popes and bad popes. That is very normal, but usually not so coherent and so proper and unjust.
Finally, why does it take so long to release these archives? They're only being released, you know, at set intervals, in batches. Why is there such a delay? Because this is, of course, what some people ask.
There is no delay. The legend about the archives, it is more or less a Crypto da Vinci legend, is that there is some secret to be kept or some document to be destroyed or something like that. It's exactly the contrary. The delay is due to the need to offer a proper organization of documents, simply to put numbers on each of them, to create catalogs and so on. And this is the reason that takes time for opening of the archives.
You've been listening to Professor Alberto Meloni, an Italian historian and author interested in all things Vatican, speaking there to Susie Hodges.